Let's look at the human body as it really is. What's the body made up of? If you could see it with the eyes of a physicist, you would say that the body is made up of all these atoms. These atoms are really particles whirling at lightning, dizzying speeds around huge empty spaces. And those particles themselves are fluctuations, movements, dances in a field of energy. In fact, to a physicist, your body would be proportionately as void as intergalactic space. If you could see it like that, because that's how it is, you would see a huge empty void with a few scattered dots and spots and a few random electrical discharges here and there. And this huge void, which is the reality of the body, is really not an emptiness, it's a fullness of intelligence. These particles rebounding, colliding, disintegrating in this almost total emptiness are actually impulses of intelligence. And mind and matter are not separate entities. They're just two ways of looking at the same thing. That huge void is the riverbed of consciousness itself. Those particles disintegrating, rebounding, whirling at lightning speeds are impulses of intelligence in that field of consciousness. And what we call matter is just those particles frozen in a moment of attention. It's our bias which determines whether we view the body materially or in terms of consciousness. A molecular biologist, when he looks at the body, would see neuropeptides, swirling chemicals. A nuclear physicist, a quantum field physicist, looking at the same phenomenon, would say these are all fluctuations in a field of energy. And if you are a Vedic scientist, a master of awareness, you would realize that these are impulses of intelligence in your own awareness, waves in the ocean of consciousness. The body is brimming with intelligence. It's bubbling with intelligence. It's totally alive with intelligence. And this intelligence is not contained just in the cells of your brain, in your neurons. This intelligence is contained in every cell of your body. In fact, when you say, I have a gut feeling about this or that, your gut actually makes the exact same chemicals that your brain would make if it were having those thoughts. When you have a pain in your toe, for example, with an attack of gout, it's your toe's intelligence informing the rest of the brain, I'm feeling miserable. Each cell thinks and communicates with all the others. It is a conscious being that has its happy moments, its joys, its sorrows, its moods of anger, impatience, anguish, compassion, love, exhilaration. The acid in my stomach is as much the anger in my stomach as in my head. The palpitation in my heart is as much an anxiety in my cardiac cells as in my neurons. The high blood pressure in my blood vessels is as much the hostility in my circulation as in my nervous system. And the surge of love and compassion I feel in the innermost core of my being is as much a warmth in my bone marrow as it is an emotion in my hypothalamus. All these cells are thinking, and all of them are using the same peptides, the same chemicals, the same messengers to do their thinking. The body is projected out of consciousness. It's literally not all these molecules. It's these transformations of intelligence in that ocean bed of infinite intelligence.
Mind and body are actually two aspects of the same underlying field of consciousness. You might say each cell in your body has a mind of its own. One important aspect of the body's intelligence is its ability to create a wide variety of what we call drugs. When you're feeling calm and settled, your body is making its own version of Valium. When you're feeling brave and invincible, your body is making a neuropeptide similar to interleukin-2. That's one of the most powerful